The Business on RTÉ Radio 1 with AIB. We know that your focus is on your business. That's why ours is on supporting you.
Now, it's a storyline that sounds like it's straight out of a Hollywood movie. China's men in black step up security of foreign corporate sleuths. But it's not a blockbuster script. It's a story that the Financial Times has been reporting on. And to tell us more, we're joined now by Primrose Reardon, South China correspondent with the FT. You're very welcome to the programme. Who are these men in black, Primrose, that you're writing about, and what are they doing?
Yeah, so this is China's security services. This is basically China's Ministry of State Security, which is a part of the Chinese bureaucracy, part of the law enforcement, which looks at issues around national security. And they're the sort of people that keep an eye on foreigners and the activity of foreign companies, foreign businesses, and just general foreign residents in China.
And has there been an escalation of these raids? I mean, is it a knock on the door, hello, could we come in and have a chat, or would you classify it more as a raid?
Yeah, it's definitely a little bit more than a knock on the door. So basically what's happened is that some of these corporate intelligence firms, and some of them are also just consulting firms, firms that are pretty mainstream in the West, and companies which might do other activities such as help with M&A deals, help with pretty mainstream business transactions and all that sort of thing. And some of them have had these visits from police, and in the case of one firm, have had Chinese staff of their firm detained.
I suppose there'd be a lot of there'd be a lot of sensitive information in those firms straddling quite a few businesses or quite a few sectors if they're consultants looking at mergers and things like that.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I mean, it's something that obviously in a lot of markets, especially emerging markets, a lot of companies and especially big funds or pension funds or, you know, various businesses, when they're trying to do business in these emerging markets, they suffer this information, asymmetry in that they don't have as much information as they might have in their home market or in other, I guess, more open markets where they're able to get a lot of this information from the media
What's the bigger picture here of what's going on? On the one hand, this might shake the confidence of some of these Western companies about operating in China. But on the other hand, China wants this business. I mean, they're open for business. They want this big investment. And maybe they're just saying, look, well, if the United States is going to mess with us on Huawei or on TikTok or on whatever else, we're just showing that, you know, we can establish some sort of a mutual dependency here.
Yeah, I guess that might be the explanation. But the bigger picture is that it does shake Western confidence, or the confidence of Western investors in China, at a time when Beijing is on paper trying to attract back investment in China, especially after the pandemic, which definitely has definitely stepped up decoupling efforts and also increasing geopolitical tensions that we've seen both over the invasion of Ukraine and over the Taiwan Strait. So it's definitely numbing for that, those efforts, but that's definitely going to be the impact, because, you know, when investors are trying to make decisions, they need as much information as possible, and they want, especially their compliance departments, want sign-off from these kind of outfits, these which, you know, I guess are seen as fairly mainstream or fairly, you know, something that you need to have before you're making these investments.
And there was another interesting development where there was an analysis of Chinese court records, and it showed an eightfold increase in cases mentioning exit bans between 2016 and 2022. Is this something that is increasing, where they're preventing, whether they're Chinese citizens or foreign executives, from leaving the country? Is that being ratcheted up?
Yeah, so this is a report from an organisation called Safeguard Defenders over this issue called exit bans. It's definitely something that is of a lot of concern for, again, for Western investors in China. Not only are they worried about their Chinese staff being detained, but also about whether or not they're able, their foreign staff are able to leave the country. And there has been cases where foreign staff have not been able to leave the country because there has been these, these exit bans placed on foreign citizens. Or if, for example, there's a foreign businessman who's overseas and yet he has family in China, then sometimes those bans can be placed on the family. So it's something, again, another thing which is rattling business and rattling investors in China. This report claims that they have stepped up. Again, there's not a lot of transparency in China, and that's the issue. Obviously, we've got, but it definitely is something that has been increasing concern.
Yeah, it's enough to rattle quite a few people. Primrose Reardon, South China correspondent with the Financial Times. Thank you very much for joining us on the programme.